to the end with all the Rashi's and Unkelis from Revi to the end. And then yesterday, because we finished the parasha, we start from the beginning of the parasha. And we did yesterday only one pasuk, the pasuk of Ayakel Moshe. So today we're going to do pasuk base. Sheishes yamim baruch ato Adonai Elohim melech olam shehakol nihyeh bidvaroi.
Amen.
We have here a guest. Who is the iPhone? Who is our very special honored guest we have here tonight? We have someone new.
Laser?
No, Laser's LM. We have Laser, we have Mordechai, we have Mr. Glatter, we have you, and we have over here iPhone. We have a special admirer.
Tell them to untag.
I'm not going to force anyone. We have to behave. We can't make any jokes. We don't know who's listening.
They arrested a guy in New Jersey with a truckload of Starlink terminal.
What's that? They left. Look, we scared him away. He left.
You know what a Starlink terminal is?
No.
Those are the Elon Musk has these little satellites flying around.
Yeah. Links to the satellite communication, secret communication, right. Terrorist so activity.
It's a very valuable instrument, and it's hard to get. And there's a demand for it. Governments want it. Everyone wants it. So the guy had a bunch of stolen credit cards, and he ordered it. He set up accounts with the stolen credit cards. And they couldn't stop him, but they caught the terminal, so they picked him up.
Who knows? What is he planning to do with him? Maybe terrorism. All right, let's learn.
He could have sold it to terrorists. That's
Yeah, who knows? Okay, let's learn. Pasuk Beis. Sheishes yamim te'osem olachovim ashvish yelchem shkoidesh shabash abasol lashem kol yisrael molach yimas. We actually did that yesterday. We did that. Okay, Pasuk Gimel yisradish b'chol moshesem yimashavs. We did that. We did also. About the Pasuk Dalet. Vayomer, the beginning of the parashat Vayakel, Vayomer, Moshe, kol adas mei Yisrael, lemar zech hadavar asher tziva Hashem lemar, the following is what Hashem has commanded. Okay, so what is this? So what is this pasuk? Rashi says, zech hadavar asher tziva Hashem li, lemar lochem. Zech hadavar asher tziva Hashem, Rashi is a word into the pasuk. Asher tziva, who did Hashem command? Hashem commanded li. Okay, zech hadavar asher tziva Hashem, Vayomer Moshe el Kodas b'nei Shulemar saying, Zeh ha-dovar asher tziva Hashem Rashi li. What Lemar lochem to say to you? What does Rashi want? So we have to go look at the Targum. Targum says, Vayomer Moshe l'chol kinishto d'v'nei Yisrael l'meimar. Dein piskama, this is the matter, defaked Hashem l'meimar, which Hashem commanded saying. I don't know, what is Rashi really coming to say over here? And unfortunately, the commentator, who usually provides very good insight, does not have any comment on this pasuk. Rashi over here, there must be something very, very deep over here. Hashem commanded Li. Hashem commanded me to lead to say to you. Okay, let's learn over here, pasuk hey. Kichu mi'itchem truma la'Hashem. Take from you truma la'Hashem. What is truma? Truma over here means a gift. Over here, truma does not mean to go take from your produce 150, but it means kuchum etchem truma l'Hashem kol nediv libo. Anyone that has a generous heart, yivi'echa shall bring it. Yivi'echa shall bring the gift. It shall bring yivi'echa, comma, ace truma Hashem. What shall he bring? Zohav v'chesef u'nechoshes. Let's read a few pesukim together. U'secheles v'argaman v'solashani v'sheish v'izim. Now, that's a little bit the izim. So what is sheish? Sheish, there's over here. What are the items over here? First, we have gold, silver, and copper. Fine. We have tcheles means blue wool. Argaman is purple wool. Tolashoni means red wool. And then it says sheish. Sheish is linen. And then it says v'izim, goats. So what does that mean? That means goat skin. It means material that is made from the skin of goats. That was used to cover, the second covering of the Mishkan was the goat skins. So in this pasuk there are seven items. There is tcheles argamot lashani, sheish, not seven. There's a blue, purple, red, linen, and goatskin. Five. There are five items listed here in this pasuk. Five different items. And the previous pasuk there were three, for a grand total of eight. Eight different items listed over here in this pasuk. Okay, then it says in Pasuk Zayin, the Oirois Elim Me'odomim. Okay, leather from the Elim, red skins, some type of hide that has a red color. The Oirois Tichashim. Okay, and these hides of these very beautiful exotic animals which had multicolored skin. And then the Atzei Shitim and wood. Okay, Atzei Shitim. Then it says V'shemen Lamar, oil for lighting. Ubisamim. And spice l'shem la'mishcha for the shem la'mishcha, v'l'gtaris ha'samim and psamim, two different types of psam, some that was going to be used for the mishcha la'mishcha, and some that was going to be used for the k'taris. Pasik tes v'avnei shayam v'avnei miluim. Okay, the shoulder stones and the stones that are going to go, the stones that go into settings. The word miluim means a setting. Lo eifod v'lachosh, they're going to be used for the eifod. The eifod is the shoulder pieces. And v'lachoyeshen is the breastplate. Okay, so let's go look at these psukim over here. Is there any Rashi in these psukim? Okay, pasuk hey, just one Rashi. Pasuk hey says, "Kol nidiv libo, al shem shaliboy nidvoy kori nidiv lev kivar perashi nidvas hamishkon umlachtoy b'mokim tzavoy sam." Okay, so here Rashi says, "Why is it called nidiv lev?" Al shem shaliboy nidvoy karu nidivlev. Why is the person being so kind and generous to give away from his private assets to the Beis HaMikdash? It's because his heart has inspired his body, inspired his intellect. His heart has inspired his intellect to give from his private assets to the, as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. Okay, that's what that part number one. Part number two, Rashi over here says, Kvar pe Rashi nidvas hamishkon umalachta b'mokam tzavoysam, in the location where they were commanded. So I think over here, this Rashi, part of Rashi, is really coming to explain what Rashi said before. Why do we have to have everything repeated twice? We already learned about all the details of the Mishkan in Parashas Truma and Parashas Tetzaveh. Why are now we going to repeat basically every single detail all over again in Parashas Vayakel and Pekudei? So Rashi really told us. Rashi says that when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in Parashas Truma Tetzav, that was a private command. Hashem commanded me to say to you. So now I'm going to say to you what Hashem commanded me. Everything in Parashas Truma Tetzav was a private conversation between Moshe, Hashem, and Moshe. It was private. Hashem told Moshe, this is what the Mishkan is going to look like. This is what I want you to do. Now Moshe in Parashas Vayakel and Pekudei is giving over the command that was said to him to the Jewish people. That's what Rashi back in Pasuk Dalet says. Vayomer Moshe said, El kol adas b'nei Yisrael, to the assembly lemar, Zeh hadavar, what I'm about to tell you now is what Asher Tziva Hashem li. Rashi is the word li, is what Hashem commanded me back in Parashas Truma Tetzaveh lemar, to say to you. And now I'm going to give over what Hashem said to me to say over to you. Now you list the obvious question. Every single time it says any mitzvah in the Torah is like that. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar. There are two translations for the word lemar. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe. So lemar either means saying. This is what Hashem said to Moshe. Saying. How do we know about it? Maybe it was a private conversation. How come Moshe told us? So the fact that Moshe writes it in the Torah, it's a revelation of what Hashem said to Moshe. We're eavesdropping. And if Hashem told this to Moshe, it must be that Hashem, this is what Hashem wants us to do. That's one translation. The other translation is, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, Hashem said, spoke to Moshe, lemar, this is what you shall tell the Jewish people. Okay, this is an old, this is like something that's supposed to teach. They didn't teach it to me where I went to yeshiva, but I learned it later on in life. But they're supposed to teach children, when you learn the most basic pasuk in the Torah, which it repeats, I don't know how many times the pasuk is said in the Torah, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar, it's repeated very, many, many times. The word lemar is a very hard word to translate. Hashem spoke to Moshe. Lemar. Yeah, what does that mean? What does it mean, lemar? What do you need it for? Just say, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, period. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe. And sometimes, in fact, you have that. Sometimes, in fact, it says Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, and it does not say the word Lemar. So when it says Lemar, what does it mean? So again, there are two classic translations, possibilities as to what the word Lemar means. Either it means saying. This is just a record. This is a record of what God said to Moses. Now, and therefore what? I don't know what. You can argue that what Hashem said to Moshe is a private conversation. It's none of our business. It's none of our business. Why then do we take it so seriously and we do everything that it says in the Torah? I guess it's self-understood that if Hashem said this to Moshe saying, it was meant to be that we should write it, Moshe should write it down, and we should all, you know, we should do it. It's just, it's self-understood. Is it? The other interpretation is it says that nothing is self-understood. And that's exactly what the word lemor means. Hashem had a private conversation with Moshe, and at the end of the conversation, Hashem said to Moshe, lemor, get out there and tell them, tell the world what I told you. So now here, in this pasuk, we have a super duper glorified example of that principle. Because here Rashi says, Vayomer Moshe, I will call das men Yisrael lemor. Okay, you have here the word lemor, saying. Here it must mean saying. Ze hadovar, asher tzivah Hashem li. This is what Hashem taught me in Shemayim, lemor, to say over to you. So originally, the building of the Mishkan was a private affair. And now Hashem, Moshe revealed that no, it's not a private affair. It was meant to be that I should give over to you what Hashem said to me. And now Rashi, in the next pasuk, says, I'm not going to explain to you what the psukim mean. I'm going on strike. I'm going on vacation. I'm not going to explain anything here. You know why? Because when Hashem commanded Moshe and told that private conversation back in Parashat Shemot Tetzaveh, I already explained the psukim and what all of the details are, and there's nothing more for me to do. Here it's just Moshe giving it over to the Jewish people. So therefore, we're done already. Parashat Shemot Tetzaveh, what Hashem said to Moshe privately, and now this is the lemar. Hashem told me I should give it over to you, so I'm going to give it over to you. But I'm going to give it over to you, and therefore Rashi says there's no need for me to explain. Now let's see what it says over the Targum. Targum over here says, Sav min choyin, okay, Sav min choyin, from you, take from you, Afroshusa, that's the Truma, Kodom Hashem, call the Yisra'e libe, whatever a person's heart, what's with the Yisra'e, to bring. The word the Yisra'e, let's see over here, we'll see in a second, Yaiseyos, they brought, Afroshusa, Kodam Hashem. The Afreshus means the Truma before Hashem. The Haba, gold, the Kaspa, silver, unachash. So over here, the word Yivyecha. The word Yivyecha, kol nidiv libo Yivyecha. Yivyecha l'chor is the word Yaisei. And kol nidiv libo is the Yisra'e libe. The commentator here, Ma'at Sari, writes, the Yisra'e, he writes over here, Loshna Kosov, Yivi Echo, who he kumo Yavi. The Chaim Perish Ramban, I don't know what he means over here. Yerotse, Yaise, Yerotse, Yisratse. It seems like he's translating the words backwards. It seems like the Targum, Uduloi Kaperish Rashi, Nadiv Liboy, Toyar Lo Odom. That's Rashi, Chomab Shah, Isva, Bemilo, Liboy. Is Nesefes. One more line over here. Ledas Unkelis Ein Hashem Choizra Al Tumas Ella Al Yivyecha. Sheyavi Tumas Levnei Hashem Doim Lumashgot Levnechlo Levnei Hashem Lokecha. All right. It seems like, if I'm not mistaken, it seems like there is a machloikis between Rashi and Unkelis, Before we go to the machloikis, Rashi Unkelis, there is machloikis, but the Targum is translating the pasuk backwards, according to what he's saying over here in the Ma'at Sari. Because over here the pasuk says, "Take me'itchem truma laHashem, take from you a gift," and then it goes on to say the Targum says, "Kol diYisrael libe, everything which is brought." Kol nidiv Libo Yiviana. It seems like he's translating the words Libo Yiviana first. Okay, Libe means the heart, and the word Yiviana is the Yisra'eh. That's what he says over in the Ma'atzari. Anyone whose heart brings, and what about the word Nidiv? Libe, the Yisra'eh, it's called the Yisra'eh Libe, Yaisei. Yaisei is the translation of the word Nidiv. I don't know, this doesn't make sense to me. To me, that's not the way I understood this. All right, I'm not going to go. All right, you know what? I'm going to leave that. We're just going to, because it's too complicated for me to understand this in the short term that we learn. Let's go further. Okay? Now let's jump down. Let's now up to Pasuk Yud. We're up to now the Pasuk V'chol Chacham Le'Bochem. Anyone that is wise amongst you, Yovohu V'yasu Eis Kol Asher Tziva Hashem, all of the Chacham Leif. There's an Adiv Liboy and there's a Chacham Leif. There are two different terms here in the Pasuk mentioned regarding the gifts. There are people who are Nidiv Libo, and there are people who are in the category of Chacham Leif. What would you rather be? Meir, would you rather be a Nidiv Libo, or would you be a Chacham Leif? If you only can have one, what is more Chashev? What's more Chashev? Why is Chacham Leif?
You don't have to give.
Who says you have to give? Over here, there are two different terms. It's the Nidiv Leif is the one who gave the cash. The Chacham Leif are the ones who did the work. They were the skilled laborers, the artisans. The Chacham Leif are the people who. The Chacham Leif were the people who knew what to do. Who knew how to build, architects, who knew how to deal with precious metals, who knew how to deal with material to make clothing. The Chacham Leif are the workers, and the Nidiv Leif are the Gevirim, who are generous, but they don't know how to do anything. They have all thumbs. Two different categories of people. Why? Yeah. Say it again.
The Safaria translates it to, and let all among you who are skilled.
Okay, Chacham Leif, because they're doing labor, skilled Chacham Leif, but we're putting the Chochma in the heart. Okay, two different types of people, two different. Check off on your DEI chart: diversity, equity, and inclusion. You have to have people that have Nidiv Leif and people that are Chacham Leif. How come you can't be both? That's not the way it goes in life. It's very rare to check off all the check marks. The only one that checked off all the check marks is the president's spokeswoman. She checks them all off. Hameven Yavin. The one that, you know, the spokesman, the black woman who speaks for the president, she checked off all the check marks. You name it. She got them all. So, in life, generally, you don't have them all. You only have one or the other. That's generally the way it is. So over here, what does it say over here? Rashi says, there is no Rashi on this pasuk. There's no Rashi. Yud v'chol chacham leiv v'chol chakim leiv. Okay, now there is a targum though. The targum over here says, on this pasuk, v'chol chakim liba divachoin yesev v'yabdun yos kol difakir Hashem. Okay, very innocent. Here in the commentator, all right, doesn't really say anything that they're going to focus on. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Es HaMishkan. So we've gone through all of the materials that we need, and we've gone through the skilled laborers that we need. They've been called up. And now we come to the, what are we building now? Es HaMishkan, the Mishkan, Es Ahaloi. The Mishkan, I guess, means the structure. The structure, what is exactly is the Mishkan? So that's a good question. That's a big topic. When you say to a person, the Mishkan, what do you think about? Everything. The entire structure. No. The Mishkan is one thing only. The term Mishkan is the lower layer of coverings. The Mishkan, they were Krashim, which had a foundation of Adonim. And on top they draped these pieces of material. And the pieces of material are called there were really four layers. There were the lowest layer, then there was the goat layer, and then according to one opinion there was the Eros Elim Me'odomim, the red skins, and then there was the Tachash skins. Four layers of covering on top of the Mishkan. Material, goat skin, red skins, and exotic colored skins. When you say the word Mishkan, Stam Mishkan refers to the lowest layer of skins that covered this structure, the lowest layer. That's what Rashi says, Es HaMishkan, Yirios HaTachtoinois HaNirois B'Soichoi Kiruios Mishkan, the lowest layer. Es Oholoi, that is the goatskin layer. Hi Ha'oil Yirios Izim Ha'asui Legag. V'yes Michseyu, its cover. So that's layer number 3 and number 4. Michse Oirois Elim V'HaTachashim, that's layer number 3, the redskins and the multicolored skins. Now, by the way, Rashi taught us back in the previous parasha, back when this was mentioned, parasha Struma, there are really two opinions. One opinion says that there were really only three layers, and the third layer was a combination of the redskins and the Oirois Tachashim. Somehow they were fashioned together. So it wasn't three layers. It wasn't four layers. It was three layers. This pasuk would seem to be a proof that there are only three layers, because it says it in the singular. If there were really two completely separate layers, there was a layer of redskins and then a completely different separate layer of tachashim, it should say michsehem belashon rabim. The fact that the pasuk over here says es hamishkan v'es ohalo v'es michsehu belashon yochid is a raya indication that there were not four layers, there were three layers. And the third layer was comprised of a combination of redskins together with multicolored skins. I don't know how they did it. It was stitched together, it was glued together, it was, I don't know, it was one covering that was comprised of two different parts. They somehow connected them into each other to make a material, a garment, like you look at your label on your jacket, and it tells you this is 80% polyester, 20% this, 10% this. Your jacket is made from multiple materials, not made just from one material. And the label tells you the percentages of what it's made out of. Same thing with the third layer, because it says Belashon Yochid. All right, fine. Then it goes on to say the S Kirosov. What are the Kirosov? The Kirosov are the hooks. Okay, they were different. They were different. The lower layers, they were 10 parts, which were connected, which they were 10, but they were stitched, and then there were two parts, and they were connected with hooks, with these Kirosov, with these like hooks basically to connect them together. Then it says the S Kiroshav, these are the beams. S Brichav, the bars on the outside which kept everything together. The Amudav are the pillars which stood in front of the Mishkan, which was by the door, the entrance. And I think also between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim, there were pillars. So the Kiroshim are only on the outside. Is that really true? Maybe that's not correct. Maybe the Kirashim, Rashi, I think Rashi goes through all the details. Not here. Rashi again goes through this in Parash Pekudei. But maybe the Amuda refers to the pillars of the courtyard. Outside. And the Adonav are the sockets. There were sockets for everything. The sockets for the Kirashim. The Amudim, the pillars that were used to shelter, to erect the chotzer around the Mishkan. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi over here says pasuk yiralgin. We did over that part of the Rashi. Rashi over here says, we did the whole Rashi already. Now what is it in the Targum? Targum yos mashkino v'yos pirose v'yos chupoe yos pur pohi v'yos tapohi yos avrohi And Yos, what's the Avrohi? The Avrohi is the Brichim. The Avrohi, the Brichim. Yos Amudohi, those the pillars. The Yos Samchohi, the sockets. That done. All right. Okay, that was just translating the different parts in the Pasuk. Let me see what's over here in the. And there's no commentator. There's no commentary on the side. All right, let's go next. Pasuk Yudeis. Okay, now Pasuk Yudbeis says, Pasuk Yudbeis, Es Haroin, the Es Badav, the Oroin, and the Badim, the poles, that they carry the Oroin. The Es HaKapores. What is the Kapores? The Kapores is the cover of the Oroin. The Es Poroiches HaMosach. Okay, that's the Poroiches. The Poroiches means what was Mavdil, Ben HaKodesh, to the Kodesh HaKodoshim. There was a curtain that stood on four krashim that separated the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that is called the Poroiches, that is Mosach, that shelters the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Kodesh. Now, what does it say over here in the Rashi? Pasuk Yudbeis, V'yes Poroiches HaMosach, Poroiches HaMechitza. There's a wall called Dover HaMegin Bein Lamala Bein Michinegin Kori Mosach V'schach. So he's saying over here, very important, you cite. See, over here, this is controversial, what Rashi is saying, because I'm sure someone's going to probably disagree with this. The word mosach is the word schach. In our minds, we're brainwashed, schach means one thing only. The ceiling. When you build a sukkah, you put up a schach. The schach is the ceiling. Schach is not a wall. So here it says the poroiches. A poroiches in our mind means a wall. But here it is a poroiches hamosach. So a poroiches has the connotation of vertical, and mosach has the connotation of horizontal. So what is it? Is it vertical or horizontal? So Rashi tells us that the word mosach, schach, does not mean only horizontal. You're making a mistake. Even though most of the time when we refer to the word masach schach, it's horizontal, but technically the word masach can refer to even a vertical separation. And in this context, being that it says the word masach together with the word paroiches, we mean a partition, a curtain that is vertical, that separates a barrier, gives privacy to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to what's outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on along the side as a wall to the Kodesh. Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now that's what it says in Rashi. What does the Targum say? Pasuk Yud Beis in the Targum. Yos Adoin of Yos Arichoi. Okay, the Arichoi means the poles that were put into the Aron to carry the Aron. Yos Kuf Rita. Kuf Rita means the Kapires. The Yos Paruchta Difrosa, the Paroiches that was spread out. And what is it over here in the Ma'at Sari, Pasuk Yud Beis? Nothing. Okay? No comment. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Es HaShulchan, the Es Badav, the Shulchan and its poles, the Es Kol Kelav, the Es Lechem HaPonim. That's a tremendous Chiddush. Because Lechem HaPonim, the Lechem HaPonim is the object of service, not the utensil. Isn't this strange? This is a very difficult pasuk. And everyone over here, all the commentators, they get very excited. The Lechem HaPonim, we are describing the Mishkan. We're describing a building. We're not describing what you do in the building. That's not what we're describing. You build a building, you talk about the roof, the walls, the foundation, the air conditioning system, heating system, the water, the security system. You're talking about the building. Food is what you do in the building. You eat. You have a dining. They advertise, we're selling an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. You want to go buy an apartment, you want to go buy something in Eretz Yisrael. They have a magazine, and they tell you about the specs. They don't tell you about the food. That's not our problem. We're selling you the building. Food, you go to the store, buy whatever food you want to go, eat whatever you do in there. You want to make your own food, make your own food. When you talk about the oven, you don't talk about the food, that's your problem. You have to go make the food yourself. That's not part of the structure. What is the Lechem Aponim doing here in this pasuk? Okay, what's going on over here? Now, the truth is, you could ask the same question. I don't know, could you not? You can maybe ask the same question when it comes to Pasuk Ches. In Pasuk Ches, it says, give a donation. See, it's not a kash. In Pasuk Ches, it talks about giving oil and giving besamim. That's not a kash. Those were donations. Give donations. We're now dealing with what are we going to do with the donations? Okay, Pasuk Ches, even though it mentions ingredients, that was part of the donations. Now we're discovering what we're going to build. So why does it say the Lechem Aponim? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says Lechem Aponim. Kvar pe Rashi al shem shahoyu loyponim lekayim ulekayim shahoyu osa kimin teva perutza. It's not explaining what it's doing. It's just saying the reason why it's called the word ponim is because the bread was fashioned in a way where there were two sides. The bread wasn't just like a loaf of bread we have today. It was flat on the bottom, and it was fashioned where the two sides come up. So each side is looking at the other side. They're looking at each other. They're facing each other. But it's not explaining what it's doing here to begin with. Okay, there's no other comment here on this Lechem Aponim. Let's look at the Targum. Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Targum. Yos Perusa. Perusa is the Oroin. Yos Pasur, the Oroin. Yos Orichohi, the poles. Yos Kol Monohi, all of the utensils. The Yos Lechem Apaya. Doesn't explain either. Now, in the commentator, what does he say? No comment either. Okay, so this needs to be discussed. Pasuk Yudalev, yes, menoras hamor, the menorah that gives light. Vies kelechov, yes, nevesechov, yes, shemen amor, the shemen of the ma'or. All right, now what is it over here in Rashi? Rashi tells about the menorah of the es kelechov, malkochayim machtois. The menorah had special utensils. The malkochayim were like, how do you say, tongs, tweezers, to pull out the wicks. Umachtois are like little shovels that you would, I don't know how you, what would you use them for? You would put the shovels into the utensil to go to clean it out? I don't know exactly. Neiroi Seha, Bazichin Shashem and Vapsilos Nusunim Bohem. Now, this is a big topic of discussion. The Neirois of the menorah L'choy were not connected. They were not connected. The menorah that you, when you, the menorah, when you look at the menorah, it was a miksha achas. That's the menorah. But on top of the menorah, they would put detachable neiros. The menorah, like similar to today. Today, you have the glass cups. No one today. When I was a kid, I remember everyone poured the oil directly into the silver cup, the silver menorah. Do you remember that? Ablazer, when you were a child, when you had a menorah and you had oil, where'd you pour the oil? There were no glass cups. You poured the oil into the silver receptacle. And the silver receptacle became black and became dirty. And there was really no way you could ever really... Sometimes it got ruined. It got ruined because you put the oil... And then they used to have these... Remember they used to have these silver plates, covers? With a little hole in it? And you put the wick in these little silver covers? They don't make that anymore. The imamish don't make silver covers anymore. Those days are gone. Today, they make the nice receptacles, and it is expected that you will put a glass cup on top. Either you'll buy in the store ready-made, or you'll do it yourself. But no one today would have a havamina of pouring the oil into the glass into the menorah. It's unheard of, right? It's a different world. It's like children today. You show them a rotary phone. They don't know what in the world is this? What is this thing? This rotary phone? They never heard of this before. They don't know what it is. No one ever heard today of taking a menorah, a silver menorah, and pouring the oil into the silver receptacles. It is unacceptable. And what do we do today? We have glass receptacles. It appears that in the Beis Hamikdash, in the menorah, that's the way they did it. They did not pour the oil into the top of the menorah. There was a separate receptacle called the ner that was put on top of the menorah. And that's what it says over here, that you make the menorah, and you make separately the ner osecha. They're separate. That's what Rashi says. The melchai machtois ner osecha, bezichin shashem v'absilus nesimuchem, fine, v'eshemen ha-ma'or, It's different than other oils. Okay, I think Rashi over here is coming to explain now why it says lechem upon him, and why it says over here the shemen hamor. Over here, you see, this is the answer to the question of why he says lechem upon him. Rashi over here, he waited one pause to explain it. We're dealing here with people, there's a call for talent. Moshe Rabbeinu is making a public call for talented people to come forward and serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The talented people are not just to construct the Mishkan. The talent that is needed, there is some talent that's needed for the upkeep, even for the services. There are certain services that don't need talent. To take an animal and to slaughter it, that is not considered to be a unique talent. Listen, not everyone knows how to do it, but there are enough people that know how to do it that it's no big deal. However, to bake the lechem upon him, to bake a loaf of bread in such a way that it's soft and it's flat on the bottom and the two sides come up and they don't collapse into the middle, that's talent. That one in a million know how to do. There's a special gift to do that. Not everyone can do that. You ever go to the pizza store and you make a pizza pie and the guy, they have some Italian guy, he takes the pizza pie and he spins it on his finger and it's all of this. I have a very good video. I saved the video of a guy doing mamish in a restaurant. The whole reason why people go to the restaurant is because the chef who makes the pizza, he walks around the whole pizza store when he makes the pizza doing all these tricks. He takes the dough and he makes it into a big frisbee and he throws it in the air and he dances on the tables and he uses his hands. There's all this shtick. Who can do that? One in a million. To make a loaf of bread where it's flat and comes up like this and doesn't, that's talent. And that talent was needed for the service of the Mishkan after it was constructed. Likewise, the Shemen HaMishcha. To make the Shemen HaMishcha, the special Shemen, Shemen HaMa'ar, you need talent. You don't just go to the food store and buy olives and then take it and smash it up, put it into your blender and produce olive oil. That's not kosher. The oil has to be extracted when it's still attached to the tree. You have to megargo. I don't know what it means, megargo. Somehow there was some type of skill that was necessary to do when the olives were still attached to the tree in order to produce the type of oil that is necessary for the menorah. That's talent. And this is a call for talent. And it's not, the call for talent is not limited to architecture, to construction. That's certainly anything that needed to be crafted needed unique talent. But there was a need for unique talent after the Mishkan was complete, when the service was done. Slaughtering animals, I mean, makabel the blood and sprinkling the blood is nothing special. I'll teach you in 10 minutes. You'll know what to do. You can hire anyone, minimum wage. But there are other types of services which need talent. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu was calling for over here. So this is a very important insight. Because when you read the psukim,
we even have something in the Gemara, I forget that, which is closely guarded. The
secret of how to make the lechem upon him, the ketores, right? Exactly. It was a closely guarded secret how to make the ketores. So, but you see, they didn't want to give away the secret, and they were punished. It was a secret. He doesn't mention that on this psukim. Because it can be that it was just a secret of the ingredients. If you know the secret, anyone can do it. Here, it's not just a secret of the ingredients. It's a talent in doing it. You can go take a person and you can sit with him the whole day, like computer programming. You can take a guy and you can sit with him for weeks and teach him how to code. He doesn't get it. I'll give you all the books, all the courses. He just doesn't get it. No one to talk to. when it came to make the lechem upon him, you just can't do it. You don't know how to do it. I could tell you, I'll teach you. The ketores is no big deal. No big deal. You put the ketores. The big deal is there's a secret ingredient. I'm not telling you. Oh, that's not nice. That's not a skill. So over here we're discussing special skills. Making the oil for the menorah was a special skill. Not anyone knew how to make. You had to go to the tree, to the olive tree, and I don't know, do something which no one knew how to do. And that's what we're making over here, a call, yes, Shemin HaMa'or. People who know how to make Shemin, Rashi over here says, Tzorich, Rashi over here says, Afu Tzor Chachmelei. Shu Mishun HaMishor Shemonim. Kamosh HaMishor Benochas, Maragag HaMishor Shais, Vuhu Kossis V'zoch, who is very pure. What does the Targum over here on this Pasuk say? We'll finish up with this. The Pasuk Targum over here says, Pasuk Yidalit, V'yos Minorito the Anhoiri, V'yos Mo Naha, and all of its utensils, V'yos Bot Sinaha. Okay, what is that? And that is the Neros. Okay, the Neros, which were receptacles that were on top. V'yos Mishcha de Anharusa, the oil. What does it say, Pasuk Yidalit, the time? Well, we hear the commentator. Avamilim, no, he doesn't know that we need, well, okay. All right, we're going to stop over here. Rabbi Lazer, thank you for coming very, very much. Mr. and Mrs. Glatter, thank you for coming so much. Rabbi Mordechai Mizrach, thank you for coming. And Mayor Appledorf. Mayor Appledorf, you don't have to go press the button. And all you have to do is say a shame. You say a shame, and it goes off by itself, the Zoom.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
It was a night until 3 a.m. on Kabbalah meeting.
What? Kabbalah meeting, 3 a.m. 3 a.m. Kabbalah, 3 a.m. Okay. Okay, bring your broom. Bring your broom. We'll be watching Harry Potter. 3 a.m. Mayor Appledorf will be watching Harry Potter. And Mayor will give a commentary on Harry Potter.